WCRS 1450 AM today. You'll be able to hear all the artists that are calling in. We should have a call from Walt Ligon from the Hoodoo Hounds. He's playing Saturday night with his group, the Hoodoo Hounds, 9 to 12 on Saturday evening at Howard's. Now, we're also going to have a call for a fascinating artist, Eleanor Ellis from the Back Porch Blues. She'll be calling us at 11:35. We'll be talking to her. She's going to be playing at the Art Center for Blues and Brews. She's going to be playing at Polo's Friday night and then again on Saturday night. So you don't want to miss this. She is unbelievable. The background that this woman has and singing here today, right, coming to Greenwood, unbelievable. She'll be on the air at 11:35. Then we finish up with Norman Taylor. Norman Taylor is quite a blues artist, too. You don't want to miss it. It's all right here on your favorite radio station. You know, WLMA and WCRS. But today we're broadcasting live from WCRS. Also, if you're listening to us on WLMA and you say, heck, Ann, it doesn't sound that good, what do I want you to do? Just turn that dial to 1450 AM. See if you can get us more better over there. And then, if that doesn't work, try the stream at WLMA.net. We're going to have this problem fixed, I hope, by Friday morning, because you know what? Friday's Giveaway Friday, and we can't be missing Giveaway Friday. So you stay tuned right here on your favorite stations, WLMA, WCRS. Well, we've got some good music to be playing here today. It's all about the blues and the blues cruise. Festival of Discovery. We've got barbecuers coming from all across the nation to come to this big event. You know, this is a Kansas City Barbecue Association sanctioned event, so they'll get points for the winners out of here. Also, don't forget, they're having a hot dog eating contest. And, of course, you know, Joey Chestnut is not going to be here, so I don't think you have to worry about eating 62 hot dogs, but how many hot dogs could you eat? That's going to be at 12 o'clock on Saturday. So sign up to be part of the hot dog eating contest. I want to see as many hot dogs as possible eaten. I'd love to see 40 or 50 hot dogs. I understand we have a couple of professionals coming from outside the area to see us right here for the hot dog event. And, of course, it's going to be barbecue, barbecue, and more barbecue. All the barbecue you can stand will be here this weekend. Now, of course, Friday night they have the celebrity judging. That'll be going on. And also on Friday night, I'll be cruising all over town. That's right. You'll be able to see me walking around with my mic, talking to barbecuers, talking to barbecue fans, talking to the artist, as well as we'll be playing some of their music as I cruise all over Uptown Greenwood to get some of the music to you, excite you with all the things that are going on, and make it an event you don't want to miss. So Friday night, if you're sitting there saying, ooh, I worked hard, I'm just kind of tired, and I want to sit down and just enjoy some good music and hear what you have to say, well, you sure can do that on WCRS 1450 AM. That'll be going on from 7 to 10 with a live remote as we do the blues crawl all over Uptown Greenwood. That's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to that. Always interesting to see what the different barbecuers are using for their secret recipes. Never had one of them tell me their secret recipe. But who knows, I might get lucky this year. But also, we'll be talking to some of the blues artists that are going to be there. Gary Irwin, Shrimp City Slim, has definitely put together an excellent group of blues players for your listening enjoyment. And here's the deal. It's free, free, absolutely free. So don't miss out on this event. If you've got family or friends that live outside the area, call them up, tell them to come spend the day, whether it's Friday evening or all day Saturday. It will be a winning combination, and you'll get kudos for inviting them to such a great event. Did hear that the weather was supposed to cool down some. I talked to Charlie Barineau. He says, well, watching the weather, Ann, supposed to be in the 80s. That would be fabulous. Not only that, they're going to have some cool down misting tents set up. So if you get too hot, you can go over there and cool down in the misting tents. New feature that they're adding this year also, actually they've expanded this feature, is they will be having the craft show over there on Saturday, all day long on Saturday, right there in front of County Bank. So make sure you check out all these events in Uptown Greenwood. And, you know, if you get a chance to say thank you to Angie Jones, Charlie Barineau, and all the good people over there that work hard to put this together. Angie Jones is really running around trying to make sure all the final details are together. Make sure you tell them thank you, because this is a free event just for us here in Greenwood. Brings in a lot of dollars, though, because we have a lot of people from out of town that come here. They eat, they enjoy, they use all of our facilities here. Maybe, probably, if you've got people coming in that are going to need a motel room, if it were me, I'd better go ahead and call today and get that reservation, because the hotels will be filled. So all around, good event, and you want to participate. Sometimes it's hard because we believe that what we have in our backyard can't be as great as what's going on somewhere else. Well, let me tell you, that's why so many people come right here to Greenwood, because the event is that great that people come from outside to here. So if you haven't been before, put it on the calendar. Starts off Thursday evening with the Nouveau Honkies. We had a great conversation with them yesterday. Tim O'Donnell called in on Meet Me at the Diner. We heard some of their music. It's a fiddle, guitar, drums. It's a unique sound, and it's all coming out of Florida. In fact, they were voted Stuart Florida's favorite band right down there in Florida. So they'll be here Thursday evening playing the beginning, the opening, live after 5, Thursday, 5:30 till 8 o'clock on the main stage in Uptown Greenwood. Woo-wee, I tell you what, I'm excited. Coming up in just a second, Walt Ligon from the Hoodoo Hounds. One of the things that you might want to know is they are Clemson. That's right, Clemson professors that have formed this band. And I'm going to be real interested to find out how they came up with this idea of putting them together. I can tell you that hoodoo is the West African system of magic that emphasizes roots, powders, herbs, and talisman. So it's something that they are hoodooing. The Hoodoo Hounds will be coming up in just a few minutes, I hope. They're supposed to call in on WCRS. That's right, if you're listening to WCRS or you're listening to, WLMA, and you're saying, my radio isn't working very well today, it's not your fault, it's ours. We have transmitter issues. So we want you to give us a call, or to tune us in, on WCRS 1450 AM. That's right. Tune us in today. You'll be glad you did. All right. Let's hear a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Don't you go away. And then I hope we have the Hoodoo Hounds right here with us.
Gold. Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Shoney's.
Let's eat!
Now featuring Wednesday's Family Night Special. That's right, two adults and two kids eat for only $19.99. Choose from half a pound, country fried steak, chicken strips, or liver and onions. All drinks are included. Four people, only $19.99. So stay out of the kitchen and bring the family. Because at Shoney's, all you need to say is,
let's eat!
223-7331 or located in the Kmart Plaza.
How many times have you heard good music and wondered why you never hear it played on big-time country radio? I've often wondered the same thing, and that's why I decided to do something about it. Please join me, Trey Ward, at 5 p.m. on Saturday afternoons for You Gotta Hear This, right here on WCRS 1450 AM. We'll be playing some roots, country, and bluegrass music that you've never heard before on radio. I hope you will join me here Saturday afternoons at 5 p.m. for You Gotta Hear This on WCRS.
Watch the pros work outdoors and you'll see why they choose Husqvarna Power Equipment for exceptional power and performance, superior precision, and amazing control. Perfect your landscape with the same precision, power, and performance demanded by the pros. Husqvarna, professionally proven outdoor power equipment.
I'm not Larry Holmes, I'm Guy Harrison, but you go see my good friend Paul Kennemore for all your needs in lawnmowers, blowers, and a great service department at Greenwood Saw Company on the 72 bypass.
Husqvarna, taming the wild.
Okay, I'm going to put you in.
This is an auction. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, sold! This is an online Sharp Facets auction. Like to check out auctions? Check out Sharp Facets auction at sharpfacetsgallery.com or visit us at Sharp Facets 1220 Bypass to see what's new in our auction. Call us today, 229-6613 for more info. Get yourself a deal from coins to jewelry to Barbie dolls and more at sharpfacetsgallery.com.
How many times have you heard good music and wondered why you never hear it played on big-time country radio? I've often wondered the same thing, and that's why I decided to do something about it. Please join me, Trey Ward, at 5 p.m. on Saturday afternoons for You Gotta Hear This, right here on WCRS 1450 AM. We'll be playing some roots, country, and bluegrass music that you've never heard before on radio. I hope you will join me here Saturday afternoons at 5 p.m. for You Gotta Hear This on WCRS.
I'm okay. How are you doing over there, Andy?
Doing pretty good.
All right. Do we have our caller in?
We do.
We do. Okay. Well, I have the pleasure of having one, I said one, of the Hoodoo Hounds right here on the air with me, Dr. Walter Ligon. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I understand the four of you are professors over there at Clemson University.
Four of us are professors, and there's a fifth band member who's a Clemson graduate.
Wow. How did four Clemson professors and a Clemson graduate get together and form the Hoodoo Hounds?
Well, it's kind of a long story, but there's different groups of us. We're sort of getting together, just having some fun, and I've been playing blues for many, many years, and I heard they were looking for a guitarist, so we got together and started writing some songs and playing around the town and been having fun ever since.
Well, that's terrific. Now, how long have y'all been playing together?
About 5.5 years.
5.5 years. And what do you actually profess over there at Clemson?
I'm in the electrical and computer engineering department. David and Andrew are in the computer science department, and Matt Huddleston is environmental engineering.
How about that? I understand he's one of your biggest fans.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool. So, now, what type of music would you call, and how'd you come up with the name the Hoodoo Hounds?
Well, we kind of bandied around a lot of different names, but I was always very interested in the subject of hoodoo, which is a folk magic that is often a subject of a lot of the old blues music, and I just kind of wanted to work that in there.
So that was the emphasis for that, huh?
That was the emphasis, and then the hounds part, we just kind of found something that seemed to fit with it.
Oh, I thought you guys were maybe real dogs. Well, listen, this is going to be great. Now, what kind of music, how would you classify your music? What were the influences to it?
Well, most of the covers we play are kind of based on the old Chicago style, a lot of Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, B.B. King, and that sort of thing. Our own music, which will probably be about one-third of the mix, will be our original songs, and That's kind of a eclectic. I'm from Louisiana. Matt's from Kentucky and Mississippi roots, and David actually is from the Chicago area. So we've got that sort of swamp, mountain, city feel going on.
You couldn't decide what you wanted to be, so you put some of each together.
Well, yeah, and it fits pretty nicely.
Well, that's terrific. That's terrific. Now, let's see. You are going to be here only Saturday night. Is that right?
That's correct.
Because, you know, you are are you professing this summer, or are you guys taking a break here?
No, most of us are doing, you know, doing research or taking time off or what have you.
Okay. So you are going to be here Saturday night at Howard's on Main from 9 to 12 Saturday night. And this is really a treasure. I mean, so many of the artists are going to be playing all around, but this is a one-night stand for you.
Well, they called us and asked to fit us in there, and it worked being good for us. We're a little hard for some of us to get around these days, so we do the best we can to put it all into one good night of music. We'll be putting it all out there Saturday night.
Well, you're in for a treat over there at Howard's. Great venue over there. He's got the listening room in the back. Should do great. Now, let's see. I do have a copy of your CD here, The Hoodoo Hounds. I want to know who designed the cover here with this weird-looking African type of dog, maybe?
There's a local artist here in the Clemson area, Richard Burnside, who does paintings and stuff, and Matt Huddleston's wife has been involved with him, and we asked him if he would do us some paintings of a hoodoo hound, and he's done a whole long series of them, and we've used different ones in different places, but we got him to let us put that one on that first CD cover.
Right. So the Hoodoo Hounds, who do you think you're fooling? I love that name. That's terrific. Now, let's see. We have seven tracks on here. I was thinking about playing number two. You got the blues this morning?
Oh, yeah, that's one of mine. That'd be great.
That's one of yours? Did you come up with that one?
Yeah, I wrote that a few years ago. It's about having the blues, literally.
That's what the blues is all about, absolutely, having the blues. Got up with the blues this morning. Professor Walt Ligon, thanks so much for calling us in. I'm going to let you go, but I'm going to play your song, and I will look forward to seeing you Saturday night at Howard's on Main from 9 to 12. Saturday night only, folks. You got to put that on the calendar. Make sure you go see the Hoodoo Hounds from their CD here. We're going to play Who Do You Think You're Fooling? Number two, got the blues this morning, and I didn't even know that Walt had done this, had written this song. So looking forward to hearing it. Thanks so much for calling in, Walt.
Okay, thanks.
All righty. Bye-bye. All right, folks, without further ado, let's hear some music here because, after all, this is all about the blues. I'm going to play Got the Blues This Morning. I did have the blues this morning. I was concerned about how we were going to do all this, but guess what, folks? It's working out just fine. Here you go. I Got the Blues This Morning by the Hoodoo Hounds.
fire. I end up crying all alone. I think maybe she done hacked me with someone she's much ahead. But I know she'll never
That's right. That is the Hoodoo Hounds. We've been listening to Walt Ligon wrote this song. Dr. Walt Ligon from over there at Clemson got the blues this morning. Hey, you know what? If you're listening on WLMA, you're having a problem, just switch over to WCRS 1450 AM. And, of course, you know you can listen on the stream. Yes, it's time for South Carolina News. I'll be back after that, though, and we've got a great caller calling in. So don't you go away.
It's the big event at Sharp Facets Gallery.
You know what we want.
Diamonds.
Diamonds.
Engagement rings.
Pendants.
Earrings.
We want it all.
Sharp Facets Galleries has it all at rock bottom prices.
It's the big event at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Hello there, Andy. Yes, can you hear me there? I think you need to turn off wire ready there till we get to the top of the hour. That's what your problem is. But anyways, do we have our guest on the air with us?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. Well, Eleanor Ellis is supposed to be calling us. I tell you what, I had no idea about Eleanor Ellis, but what a powerhouse she is in the blues particularly. Not only does she play, but she decided to become a filmmaker somewhere along the way. I'd love to talk to her about some of that. She did documentaries, and one of the big documentaries that she did that is truly been an act, something that really came across in put it all together, was all about the blues. She did this big one. God, I don't see the name of it right now. I have forgotten. But anyways, she is a founding member of the D.C. Blues Society. She's worked tirelessly in all these different venues and just does some cool stuff. So she's always been kind of, she tries to be a background person, but she's definitely not a background person. So if you would like to hear some great music, she is one of the people that you got to see. Of course, you got to see all of them, but she has she is one you've got to see. We certainly hope she's going to give us a call here in just a moment. The name of the documentary that she edited and produced was The Blues House Party, which was released in 1989. It says to rave reviews and featured Piedmont blues artists including John Jackson, Archie Edwards, Phil Wiggins, Flora Moulton, and John D. Hallman. So she just jumped in and decided this was something she wanted to do. You know, that's what I like about people that have such varied backgrounds, is they jump in and they try things. And if it works, hey, that's great. And if it's not, they move on. Since that time, of course, she's played a lot of music. I happen to be privileged to have one of her CDs here. It's called Eleanor Ellis, Comin' a Time. And I tell you what, I opened it up, and it looked like a miniature vinyl record. Too cool, I tell you what. I was very impressed with that. It's got a lot of great music on it. One of the songs that's on it is Me and My Chauffeur. And that song she actually sings with, let's see, who does she sing it with? It's another Memphis mini song. She says, Neil Harp and I have been doing this as a duet for a long time, and I'm glad we're able to do it together on this CD. But this is actually by Memphis Mini. It's just a cool song. I thought I'd play it for you, and we'll see if we can't get her on the phone, because I would love to be able to talk to her. She is playing Friday night at the Brews and Blues there at the Art Center from 6 to 8. Then she's moving over to Polo's from 9 to 12. And then she's also back at Polo's again on Saturday night from 9 until 12 p.m. By the way, don't forget, we are going to be cruising all over Uptown Greenwood, WCRS and me. That's me and Eller. We will be cruising, checking out all the venues, talking to all the fans, talking to the barbecuers, talking to the artists, playing music. It's all going to be a lot of fun, and it's all going to be on WCRS 1450 AM. And, of course, you can tune it in on the stream or on your cell phone at WLMA.net. But without further ado, let me play this song, Me and My Chauffeur. Okay, here it is, Eleanor Ellis.
Downtown, 'cause you drive
That's Eleanor Ellis with the Back Porch Blues. She is going to be here in Greenwood playing at the Brews and Blues right there at the Art Center on Friday night from 6 until 8. Then she moves over to Polo's from 9 to 12 on Friday night. Saturday, she'll be again back at Polo's from 9 until 12. Don't miss her. I'm sorry we missed her on Meet Me at the a very special Meet Me at the Diner on WCRS. But I hope you enjoyed that song, and I hope it makes you want to go out and see her, me and my chauffeur. She has a tremendous background. She was originally from Louisiana. She knows all genres of music from jazz, blues, country, zydeco, Cajun, or, and this is my favorite, swamp pop. There you go. Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here on WCRS with a very special Meet Me at the Diner. I want all my Rush friends to know that we did it before Rush came on, just because we know how passionate you are about Rush. And yes, Rush will be coming up at 12 o'clock on WCRS. Then we're going to be listening to, although it'd be a little low, right there on WLMA, America News Network. We want a word from our sponsors. We'll be back. And when we come back, I hope I have Norman Taylor on the phone with us. He's coming to the Blues Cruise, too. So don't you go away.
$20, $25, $30 sold. This is an online Sharp Facets auction. Like to check out auctions? Check out Sharp Facets Auction at sharpfacetsgallery.com or visit us at Sharp Facets 1220 Bypass to see what's new in our auction. Call us today, 229-6613 for more info. Get yourself a deal from coins to jewelry to Barbie dolls and more at sharpfacetsgallery.com.
Shoney's.
Let's eat!
Now featuring Wednesday's Family Night Special. That's right, two adults and two kids eat for only $19.99. Choose from half a pound, country fried steak, chicken strips, or liver and onions. All drinks are included. Four people, only $19.99. So stay out of the kitchen and bring the family. Because at Shoney's, all you need to say is,
let's eat!
223-7331 or located in the Kmart Plaza. Watch the pros work outdoors and you'll see why they choose Husqvarna power equipment for exceptional power and performance, superior precision, and amazing control. Perfect your landscape with the same precision, power, performance demanded by the pros. Husqvarna, professionally proven outdoor power equipment.
Okay. I'm not Larry Holmes, I'm Guy Harrison, but you go see my good friend Paul Kennemore for all your needs in lawnmowers, blowers, and a great service department at Greenwood Saw Company on the 72 bypass.
Husqvarna, taming the wild.
How many times have you heard good music and wondered why you never hear it played on big-time country radio? I've often wondered the same thing, and that's why I decided to do something about it. Please join me, Trey Ward, at 5 p.m. on Saturday afternoons where you gotta hear this, right here on WCRS 1450 AM. We'll be playing some roots, country, and bluegrass music that you've never heard before on radio. I hope you will join me here Saturday afternoons at 5 p.m. where you gotta hear this on WCRS.
On a very special Meet Me at the Diner right here on WCRS 1450 AM. We're doing this because we're having problems with WLMA today, but hey, we're going to have that transmitter fixed. Don't you worry. You just may have to switch over to WCRS 1450 to catch us tomorrow morning, but we're operating just not as full power as we normally are. But we have the pleasure, let me tell you, we have the pleasure right now of having Norman Taylor on the phone with us. He's coming down here for the Blues Cruise. In fact, he's going to be playing Friday night at R3 Catering, Saturday night on the main stage from 10 to 11 in the morning, I think, and then what, 9 to 12 at Millhouse Saturday night. So you don't want to miss it. I am very excited to have Norman Taylor on the phone with us. How are you doing today, Norman?
I am doing great. How are you, Anne?
I'm good. So let's see. It says you live up there in South Jersey in the Philadelphia area?
That's correct. Yeah, that's where I make my home. Yeah, I'm from Philadelphia originally and then sort of transplanted out to the suburbs. So
moving on up, huh?
Yeah, something like that.
That sounds great. Well, how did you get into the blues, Norman Taylor?
Well, you know, I've been playing guitar for a long time, since I was like in high school, and I played all kinds of other music from rock to progressive rock to funk, and then I put the instrument down for a long time, and then I sort of came back to it probably about like 8 years ago and started to pick it up and really get into acoustic blues music.
Were you depressed?
The music. I'm sorry, say again?
Were you depressed?
No, actually, I wasn't. But, you know, I think it definitely gets me through those days that are a little shaky, you know, and rocky.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, I picked it up and I started listening to, actually, the contemporary blues artists first got me, acoustic blues artists first got me into people like Kev Moe and then Guy Davis, who I had the pleasure of opening for a couple of times, and folks like that. Eric Bibb is another big influence too. He's a really nice guy, and so yeah, that's sort of how I got into this and could sing a little bit, and so that was it.
So what did you do between the time you put your guitar down and you picked it back up again?
Oh, everything. I was an actor for a while. You know, I did that. I school teacher, a bunch of different things, you know. So.
And you decided you liked that music life after all, huh?
Yeah. I couldn't get away from it. I can't seem to shake it. So, you know, I just do my thing and play a lot of festivals and been fortunate enough to open for folks like Marsha Ball and, like I said, a guy and Chris Smithers I've opened for, and some nice festivals up here and down there too. I've played down there a few times as well.
Sure. So. I understand you play for Gary Irwin down there at the Low Country Blues Bash and all around.
Yeah, there and Piccolo Spoleto I did for him. I think that was the first one I did.
So what's the favorite part of the country for you to travel to?
You're going to think I'm patronizing, but I actually love the country. My mother actually was from Columbia, South Carolina.
Okay, so Columbia. Are you still there? Andy, did we lose him? Andy? I think, did we lose him? I can't hear him. Okay. I think we might, okay. Norman Taylor was just, is he there?
No, he's not there.
Okay, well, hopefully he'll call us right back, because that was an interesting conversation. His mother, he said, was actually from Columbia, South Carolina, and he said he thought I'd think he was patronizing. Well, heck yeah, but that's okay. We love it. We'll take it. It's all about the Blues Cruise and the Festival of Discovery on this weekend. Actually starts out Thursday night with the Nouveau Honkies coming up from Stuart, Florida to play for us again this year. Then after that, Friday and Saturday, we will be looking forward to Blues and Barbecue. Doesn't get any better than Blues and Barbecue, or should we say Barbecue and Blues. Which is it? Hey, we've got them both right here in Greenwood, South Carolina. What shall I do? What shall I do? I tell you what, Andy, let's put on Norman Taylor's Betrayed by the Blues right here on WCRS. If he calls back in, we will put him back in, Andy. How about that? But let's play a little of it. How about play a couple minutes of it and then let me back in and we'll talk some more. So this is Norman Taylor, Betrayed by the Blues.
WCRS.
Yeah, hey, it's Norman.
Okay, I'll put you back in.
Okay.
All right, Hey, Betrayed by the Blues by Norman Taylor. Hey, I think we found Norman out there in cyberspace. How you doing out there, Norman?
I'm back. Yeah, I you know what's funny? I was on a landline when I called you, and I lost you on that. So now I'm on my cell phone.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Now, you were starting to tell us that your mom was from Columbia, South Carolina, and were you saying something about the South was your favorite place to travel?
Yeah, absolutely. It absolutely is. I love it down there. I always feel like I'm embraced by the folks that I meet, and the pace is really nice. So, you know, I'll be looking for a retirement home down there soon. So.
Come on now, Norman. You know that the new retirement age is going to be 70. You're not close to 70, are you?
I know. And that's crazy, right?
Yeah, I expect that this economy is giving you a lot of good music to write, huh?
Yeah, it definitely is. Our governor here in New Jersey is
Governor Christie
giving us some good blues, so, you know.
Well, you know, I wonder, does he like barbecue?
He looks like he does.
He certainly does. That Governor Christie, he certainly knows to put the comments out there. So he's interesting to listen to. I don't know. Is he making your state better?
Yeah, well, I don't think so, but I guess the jury's still out yet, but we'll see.
I guess we will. They call it the Garden State, and it sure has been a beautiful state to travel. And, you know, I think a lot of people don't realize that New Jersey has a great market basket for produce and everything.
Yeah. We're the part of New Jersey I live in, especially, we're very much in that area where there's a lot of farms around. And, you know, it's not what people think. I think people think of the smokestacks or the refineries off of the New Jersey Turnpike, and they think of North Jersey, which is, you know, close to New York.
Sure.
But the part closer to Philadelphia and south of there and close to Delaware is very open and spacious and nice, you know.
Well, that's great. Hey, listen, yeah. You know, we're going to play what we started to play, Betrayed by the Blues?
Betrayed Blues, yeah.
That's a song, did you write it recently, or?
Yeah, I wrote that a while back. The funny story behind that is I was playing in a place, and the guy hired me to play, like, every week, you know, and then eventually when you do that at little places when I was kind of starting out, people just sort of not come, and so one night no one came, and I just wrote that song that whole night. I took that whole time that I was supposed to be gigging, and I wrote a song, you know, so that's the story behind that one.
Did it give you a sense of lack of confidence when nobody showed up that night?
You know, no, it didn't. I'm just so into playing that it didn't even really matter to me very much. You know, it was like, oh, nobody's here. What do I do? I said, well, I could work on material that I'm, you know, working on and trying to get better, because no one's, if I make a mistake, nobody's going to know. And I thought, and I had this idea in my head, and I started to pin out the song. So, yeah, that was
You have a level. Yeah. You have a level of confidence, Norman. I'm impressed. Hey, listen, Friday night I'm going to be doing a blues crawl all around Uptown Greenwood. You're going to be playing, let's see, where are you playing Friday night?
Friday night I'm at R3 Catering.
Catering from 9 to 12, mm-hmm. Saturday on the main stage from 10 to 11, and then 9 to 12 that night at Mill House. But Friday night I'm going to be doing a blues crawl. I'm going to come by. We're going to be live on the radio. We're going to listen to some of your music, and I hope I get to talk to you for a few minutes.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, you know, and it was great. You know, the other thing, too, I wanted to tell you is that the other place that I really like, I was trying to think, was Memphis. I got to play there in the International Blues Challenge this year. I represented New Jersey, so that was awesome, too. I got to be on Beale Street, you know.
Oh, that would be pretty cool. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, listen, thanks so much for calling us. I certainly hope we get to talk to you Friday night when we're crawling all around Uptown Greenwood with a live show right here
on
WCRS.
Sounds good. Nice talking to you, Andy.
Nice talking to you, too, Norman. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Andy, let's take that song to the top of the hour. Now, Andy has promised that he will have a podcast up on this by 12:30 today. So if you missed it, hey, you can tune it in on WLMA. Podcast will be on the front page of the website. Andy, take it away and give the ID at the top of the hour. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Bye-bye. Thank you.
dream. Oh, that girl let me down. I'm betrayed, I'm betrayed.